Regardless of what happens in today's second date update, it is a success in my book.
Why is that?
Because Jake is on the phone, and no matter what happens, Jake at least has himself a brand new bra.
Ooh.
I can picture him in his apartment just strutting around, looking in the mirror at that fabulous new item that he has.
Yeah.
Getting ready to go out for a night with the boys with his brand new Vicky's Secret bra on, looking like a million bucks. Jake, are you sure you want to do this second date update, man? I would keep the bra if I were you.
It is a nice bra, but
yeah.
You know.
It is amazing what some sexy undergarments will do for your self-confidence when out on the town.
I feel 75% more confident.
Yeah. Sexy bra will do that. If you're just tuning in for the second date update, Jake is on the phone. He met a girl named Kara when they were out at the bar with a bunch of friends. They all kind of met up and hung out. He ended up hooking up with her, and she left her bra at his place. He's been trying to call her to give the bra back and maybe get a second date, but she's ignored him, which is very rare because normally when a girl leaves a bra behind or something like that, it's in hopes that you'll call her.
Yeah.
So you have to see her again to meet up to at least give the bra back and maybe get another date out of it. All right, man, I'm going to dial the phone number right now and call her. Are you ready?
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
And how are you going to feel if it turns out she just wanted a hookup?
I'd be very disappointed, actually. I mean, because I thought we really had there was a real spark there, you know? I thought there was a real connection.
All right. Well, we'll give her a call and see what happened, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, is Kara there?
Yeah, this is her.
Hey, Kara, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
I'm good. Sorry, you mean like the radio guy?
Yes, that is exactly what I mean.
What is going on? What's up? Why? What?
Well, I'm calling you because somebody emailed the show about you.
What?
Yeah, it's a guy that you met recently named Jake.
I don't understand. Why is he calling you guys?
Well, because you guys recently hung out, and he's been trying to get a hold of you because he would love a second date, but you haven't been returning any of his phone calls or text messages. So he asked if we could get you on the phone and find out if you don't like Jake.
Oh, wow. Okay. This is awkward.
Do you like Jake?
I am not super interested in him. I'm sorry.
Is there a reason why?
Yeah.
You know, he's very nice. I'm just, I guess he's just not my type, I guess.
You're avoiding him big time, right?
Did he tell you that? I'm confused.
He said that he has your bra, and I just know that if I leave a bra at a guy's house and I don't go back for it, it means I really don't want to see him, because that is a big loss.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah. He told us all about the night you guys hung out. He said you met at a bar, went back to his place, had some fun. You woke up early, said you had to go to work, and then just walked out of his life and left your bra behind.
Sounds like a rom-com.
He's been trying to get a hold of you, and he wants to know why you're not returning any of his phone calls.
Oh, God, this is so weird.
You don't need to feel bad about it. I mean, if you just needed to get yours one night, nobody's judging.
Yeah.
I've lost some nice jewelry in the same type of situations before.
No, I mean, I wasn't even really that interested in him, like, that night.
Wow. You sure have an interesting way of showing it.
Nice.
The truth comes out.
What do you mean you weren't interested in him?
Yeah.
Things sort of just, like, spiral out of control. Like, one of my girlfriends had, a thing for one of his friends.
Mm-hmm.
And she just kind of, like, begged me to be, like, a wingwoman for her and, like, to keep Jake entertained. And I did, you know, basically so my friend could hook up with his friend. But then everyone's at Jake's place, and he's, like, saying it's his birthday, and I feel bad because it's like, do I give you a present? And just sort of like stuck around. So,
well, are you saying that you did it because it's his birthday?
I'm saying that's probably one of the reasons that I did it, but I'm not proud of it. And he's super nice. He's so nice, but like just not my type. Not the kind of guy that I'm gonna hang out more with.
He'll be happy to know that was a very nice birthday present he got.
Yeah, and literally my friend kept, like, begging me like every 15 minutes, I was like, I think I'm going to go. And she's like, please just stay a little bit longer. So I stayed longer.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. All right. Well, you are a very good wing woman.
I want to kick with your friends.
Yeah, I'm the best wing woman ever.
I should also let you know that Jake is actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
He's not on the line.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, I am on the line, Kara. I'm right here.
Oh my God.
I can't believe this. I mean, what am I? Was I the second, third, or like fourth? Like, was I your choice at all? I don't understand. I can't believe it.
It's so not even about you, and this is super weird that you have me on the radio right now.
Well, I think it's kind of about me. I was there too. It was my birthday. I mean.
Yeah, that's why I stayed with you.
God.
I mean, this is so crazy to me. I mean, you didn't want to be with me? You just did that for my birthday?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry. It's just like in real life, you're not my type. It just would never work.
What's your type then?
I'm more attracted to people, like guys who are like have a lot of intelligence and
Oh, Kara.
I don't know if you meant that to sound the way it did, but
that was bad.
Yeah, that sounded really rude, Kara.
We had a good conversation, but it was very surfacey, you know? Like I just could tell that there wasn't very much behind it.
We're in a bar. It was a, you know, I mean, were you on philosophy and stuff, or I don't know, science or something? I mean, we were playing beer pong, you know, and we're not discussing, you know, politics or, you know, the Middle East. We're just having fun.
I don't know what to tell you. You're just not my type. I mean, you had a good birthday, so just be good with it, you know?
Be at peace with the fact that your birthday was a success.
Yes.
And by the way, I mean, actually, since I have you on the phone, if I could get my bra back, that would be awesome.
Hey, speaking of that, would you guys like to go on a second date? Kara, we'll pay for it. It'd be a perfect opportunity for you to get your bra back. Will you go on a second date with Jake?
I would rather not go on the date, but I would like to get my bra back if that is an option.
Is there a way for her to get the bra back without a date, Jake?
I mean, I can leave it, I guess, in front of my house or something. I don't know.
You can mail it. Jake, mail is always a really good option when these type of situations arise.
Yeah, all right. I mean, Kara, you can text me your address later. I can send it to you.
I'll text you my work address.
Oh, awesome. Thanks a lot, you guys. Kara, good luck getting your bra back.
Thanks.
Jake, I told you should have kept the bra and just been happy with it.
I guess so. Yeah.
Maybe put your underwear in the package that you send to our work. That might help.